We had spent a couple of days at the home of a friend at the New Jersey shore, just a block away from the Atlantic Ocean. Well, we arrived at night as this powerful storm started hitting our area. So we went to sleep with a loud lullaby of winds that roared around our room and pounded the rain against the windows like pellets. The next morning, boy, the ocean was something to see. Crashing waves, a heaving tide, this wild and angry look, and all kinds of junk thrown onto the beach by all that turbulence. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the forever stormy sea. So I stood watching that storm-tossed sea, and something came to my mind that I'd read in the Bible. It's a vivid picture of what goes on inside so many of us. God gives it to us in the book written by his prophet Isaiah in chapter 57, verses 20 and 21. It's our word for today from the Word of God. It might be a word that God means very personally for you. God says, "The wicked are like the tossing sea, which cannot rest, whose waves cast up mire and mud. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked." Now, when God talks about the wicked, we think of people who do some really evil things. But actually, God's talking about anyone who has violated his laws, his commandments, anyone who's lived their life their own way rather than his way. Well, the Bible makes it clear that in that is all of us. And our heart is like that storm-tossed sea, constant turbulence inside, constant upheaval. Well, like God said, no peace. Maybe for all your experiences and accomplishments and relationships and religion, those words really would still describe the feeling in your soul a lot of the time. No peace. Forever restless, never satisfied, always searching, and sometimes like the ocean, even destructive. A few chapters earlier, Isaiah explained why we can't find any lasting peace. He said, "We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way." See, we've gotten away from the God who made us and the God we're made for. And there's no peace there. Our soul is missing the only one who can remove the things that keep that sea in our soul so turbulent. Our guilt over the mistakes we've made. Our regrets over things we never should have done. The restless searching for what will give life real meaning. The uneasiness about what's going to happen to us when we die. But in that same verse that says we got away from God, oh, we find the good news of what God has done so we can get back to him. It says, speaking of Jesus Christ, the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. See, God loves you so much that he took all the sin of your life and dumped it on his son on the cross, where Jesus died to pay our death penalty. And he did that so we can find peace with God and finally then have peace in our soul. When Jesus was here, he was in a boat with his disciples in the middle of this violent storm that threatened to sink them. And he went to the bow of the boat and he said, "Peace be still." And the storm stopped. Well, that's what he wants to do with the storm in your heart. If you'll reach out to him and say, "Jesus, you're my only hope. Beginning today, I want to turn away from my sin. I want to trust you alone as the one who died and rose again so I can be forgiven, so I can be in heaven with you forever." Man, I hope this is your day to choose this Jesus to calm the storm in your heart. And if you're there, then let me suggest your next stop might be our website, anewstory.com, because there you're going to find the information from God's Word that will help you be sure you belong to Jesus from this day on. That's anewstory.com. Ultimately, peace is a person, and his name is Jesus, and he's waiting right now to speak his "peace be still" to that turbulence in your soul.